So tell me a little bit about what you know about China. Do you know what province you're from?
Yeah, I think I'm from Yunnan.
Okay, Yunnan province. Do you know how old you were when you came home?
Like 9 to 10 months old, I think.
Okay. And have you been back to China?
Nope.
Do you want to go back to China?
Not really.
Why not?
The planes, pretty much. I'm like afraid of heights too, so. And then like motion sickness and stuff.
So it's really the traveling there that is what worries you. And I know you're on the Chinese drill team in Seattle. Do you like doing that?
Yeah, I like, the girls are really nice.
And I remember when I was talking with you when we were visiting Seattle, and you kind of indicated, your mom kind of indicated that she sort of had to insist a little bit that you guys do it. Is that true?
Yeah, she like forced us to do it. We didn't really have a choice. But Campbell had to start at sixth grade because you start at fifth grade. But Campbell had to start at sixth grade because my mom didn't want, like wasn't sure if we should do it or not. And then at sixth grade, she was like, you're doing it. So I had to start at fifth grade.
I see. So, and Campbell, we should say here, Campbell is your older sister who's 14, who's also adopted from China, but she doesn't really want to share her story, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, how do you feel about your mom forcing you to do it?
Well, I'm kind of glad she did, because I really like drill team now. Just the only thing I don't really like about it is the lipstick you have to put on. But then other than that, then I'm totally cool with it.
Does lipstick taste disgusting?
Yes, it does. And I can't even put it on myself to have my sister help me.
Yeah, I saw...
I'm not good with makeup.
I saw your costumes, and they're amazing. You wear these incredible headdresses, and, you know...
They're really heavy, too. Mm. So, and the skirt we wear... You have to tie it really tight so you don't, like, the skirt doesn't fall down. And sometimes they tie it, like, really, really tight. And it kind of... And then finally, when we're done, you have to take it off and feel so relieved.
Wow. Okay. So you have to tie it really tight, and that's not the most comfortable thing. And it's hot, and you have to wear lipstick. But you like the other girls. Is that basically it?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
Okay. So, can I ask you another China question? Do you think much at all, or not at all, or a little bit about where you came from in China and about your birth family? Is that on your mind at all?
Sometimes like think about where was I? Because before I went to the orphanage, it was like 10 days. Before I came to the orphanage, and sometimes I'm just wondering, where was I for the first 10 days I was born?
And what does it feel like when you think about that?
Just wondering. I don't really feel anything. I just wonder.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
If you ever had the opportunity to try to figure it out, really figure it out, like go back and look for people, maybe look for your birth parents, do you ever think you would want to do that or no?
No, not really. Because in Chinatown, when I was really little, like, I guess there's a lot of old people in Chinatown, and they're always squeezing my cheeks and holding my hand. It's weird. But they don't do it anymore, so... Sometimes,
you know. So when the old people in Chinatown squeeze your cheeks and hold your hand, that feels weird. Does that feel weird because they seem so kind of emotional about you and they don't even know you?
Yeah, pretty much. They're always like, oh, hi. And then that was when I was really young, like maybe 8 years old. But then when I was 10, they would always come over, oh, hi, holding my hand, touching my head, tapping it, and... They wouldn't squeeze my cheeks, but they would hold my hand, and, yeah. But they wouldn't do it to my sister, and I'm like, what? So.
Are you concerned that if you go to China and look around for birth parents, you're going to get a lot more of that?
Yep. Yeah. Pretty much.
Yeah, I hear you. So, is there anything that, like, if you had the power to put something out there in the universe and tell other kids about being Chinese or being adopted or both, is there anything that you would like people to know?
I was thinking of this one, but, like, be yourself or something.
Okay.
Like, be yourself, yeah, that's pretty much.
You mean you would tell other adoptees, be yourself?
Yeah, just be yourself, like, I'm not good, like, with giving advice.
I think that's perfectly fine. It's enough in life to live your own life, much less trying to help other people figure out how to live theirs, right?
Yeah.
So is there anything we haven't talked about that you would like to talk about?
Oh, yeah. So when I was, when I went to the orphanage, this is the cool thing, I was in adopted group or something like that, and my friend Maddie, was in the same adopted group with me, and when my mom and her parents came to get us, like, to adopt us, we came back, and we, like, went to the same school and everything. We became really best friends, so we're friends, like, still.
So this is someone who was, when your mom traveled to China to adopt you, her parents, Maddie's parents, were also in your mom's group?
Yeah.
I see. So you have a friendship with someone who you were a baby in the orphanage with?
Yep. At least he lived close to me.
Now that's pretty cool. So let me ask you something. Do you guys ever talk about the fact that you were born in China and in the same orphanage? Does that play any part in your friendship?
Pretty much, because our teachers already know about it, and they're like, if there's like a new kid, a new kid, she would tell them all about us, or maybe, because we're like really good friends, and we're always like hanging out. Like right after this, her grandma and her are picking me up to go swimming, pretty much. So, like, we always hang out.
So right after this interview, Maddie and her grandparents are picking you up and you guys are going to go swimming. That's what you're doing this afternoon?
Yep. Pretty much.
I mean, I don't really know how to word this, but I'll just ask it. Do you think that you and Maddie would be friends? Do you have enough in common now, you know, in kind of your lives and who you've become? Do you think you'd be friends whether or not you had ever been in the orphanage together?
Yeah, I think so, because We go to the same school because they live, like, just up the street from the school. So we would have, like, met each other then to know, because we have a lot in common. But she doesn't do drill team, so. But, yeah, we have a lot in common. So I think we would become friends if we weren't in the orphanage together.
Does Maddie play soccer?
Well, she used to. She doesn't want to be on a select team. Mm-hmm. I used to be, like, 2 years ago, I was on a rec team for Hillwood soccer, and she was on that too, and then most of the team went to select soccer, so she doesn't want to do it. I'm like, it's fine, it's just really fun, but she doesn't want to, so.
Yeah, well, select soccer, I get it. Not everybody decides they want to continue with it, but it sounds like you guys really get along well and have a lot in common. I think that's very cool. Well, I just want to thank you a whole lot for talking with me. It was great to meet you in Seattle, and it's great to talk to you now.
Mm-hmm. Great to meet you, too.